Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I go right. I went the right way, was left. Cause the scribbles look so sad. And who says you can't win them all if you try?
Hiram1555@yahoo.com.
as always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I say unto you, Ramadan Mubarak. And may Allah be with all of you who are able to take the fast and for those of you who are unable to take the fast in this holy month of Ramadan. Again, we say unto you all in both the names of the Messenger and his God, As-salamu alaykum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. This is the voice of the voiceless. This is the platform for black liberation, black education, and black emancipation. This is the number one show for truth anywhere, the Star and Crescent Report. And our show today is titled Code Red. It's about to hit the fan. So to get a deep understanding in why the name of the show is Code Red, it's about to hit the fan, you can pretty much guess at what this show is meaning. But we're going to go into the definitions, and then after the definitions, we'll go into the teaching, and we'll play some clips to give you a better and a thorough understanding of the time. Okay? So we'll go to the definition of Code Red, because this is very, 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 very important for you. According to medical terms, and according to the terms and the meaning from the definition, Code Red means a very serious security warning or threat, indicates emergency situation or threat of a dangerous situation that has deteriorated drastically so as to constitute an emergency. That's what the word code, that's what the words Code Red means. And now, it's about to hit the fan. Well, we know what it means. The excrement is about to hit the fan. And according to the urban definition of what that is, it means when the critical moment occurs, usually involves the culmination of some sort of crisis or scandal. So now we get an understanding. We get a definition of why the show is called Code Red. It's about to hit the fan. Because we know as the definition of Code Red means a very serious threat, warning, or threat indicates emergency situation or threat of a dangerous situation that has deteriorated drastically so as to constitute an emergency. And again, I have to reiterate things sometimes because of the necessity of you getting the underlying meaning of them so that you can understand when we go into the books and when we play these clips of where we are. So when it hits the fan, you know what I'm talking about. When the critical moment occurs, usually involves the culmination of some sort of crisis or scandal. Well, we know that we're in the culmination of the fulfillment of prophecy. We know that we're in a time unlike any other time that we have experienced in the annals of the last 6,000 years. We know that even these people who are in politics, who control the halls of power, and we know those who are in the monetary positions across the globe are stating openly now that they're in a position that looks very bad. They're looking like, it's starting to look like, as they say in one, they constantly redo this article, it's starting to look like 1929, 1930, all over again. What is the significance of that? Because America and the world went into a Great Depression, and upon the coming of that Great Depression, God came in person. In the midst of all of the trials and tribulations, God came in person, and he raised up a divine messenger to come after the lost and found, as was prophesied and predicted in the Holy Quran and in the Bible. So if we're to look at that as a base, as a marker of what we are to expect, if it's starting to look like 1929 and 1930 all over again, then we should expect something similar to happen. But you know, the fulfillment of prophecy. God does not come to raise a messenger anymore. God comes to bag that messenger's word up and bring to a head the prophetic sayings of the prophets. Is that not right? Or else there would be no need to say the fulfillment of. Because the fulfillment of means the culmination of things. Bringing things to a head. Right? Thus we have the show Code Red. It's about to hit the fan. And no matter where you look at in America or where you look at around the globe, there is crisis after crisis, whether it's political, racial, cultural, or monetary crisis. You see it constantly, and then you see the threat of war, and then you see more war. Why? Why is the world set up for war? Why is the, at the same time, they're saying, even Paul Craig Roberts said, the world has never been so close, not even during the Cold War stages, of a thermonuclear exchange. So we're looking at this on a military or a geopolitical level. And then Mr. Gregory Mannarino says, what he says, that we're looking at a resource problem. And when it hits the fan, and when the system goes belly up, what will happen will be more destructive, more deadly than any thermonuclear exchange the world could have. So now we're looking at it on a monetary scale. And if you look at all of the divisiveness going on in government here in America and around the world, you can see it in a political scale. And then when you look at the wealth gap, the racial divide, you can see it in a cultural divide. Is that not right? Never before have all of these things been exhibited at the same time and at such a crucial point in time. So we say, Code Red, it's about to hit the fans. And we see that the madness in the policy of America and Europe. It is the promoter of divine retaliation. I just want to let you know something. What you're seeing going on in the world is divine retribution. Whether you understand it, whether you know it, whether you accept it or not, this is what is going on. What you're seeing is God bringing to a head, bringing to the fulfillment or the culmination of the words that were spoken previously by people who were inspired by his divine essence. They call them prophets and apostles and messengers. So, when you are looking at these things, how do we measure time? How do we know that this is the fulfillment of the culmination of time? First, one must give himself to study or herself to study scripture and theology. And once you understand these things, you can hold them up as a base, as a blueprint to look at geopolitical events, to look at cultural events, to look at national and global events and monetary events. And then you can understand them better and see where this goes and where that goes and how to place this and how to place this and how to prepare yourself as this thing melts down. Code Red, it's about to hit the fan. Brothers and sisters, I want to say to you right here and right now, it is a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And more so than being a follower, it is a very, very beautiful time to be able to defend the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings in this day and time where there is so much darkness, so much confusion, so much madness, so much division, and to be able to prove what you're saying without a shadow of a doubt. That's a very, very beautiful thing for God to be able to bestow upon the people, okay? We're living in a world that is going to hell in a handbasket. There's so much division. There's so much chaos. There's so much dissatisfaction going on. This is not just going on politically. This is not just going on monetarily. This is not going on geopolitically. This is also going on in a spiritual realm also. Remember, your Bible tells you that when God comes, he comes in the clouds. Right? Having power and great glory. Are we not looking at the confusion, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, that the clouds represent or stands for the confusion of minds, the confusion of the people, not able to think through in your base. You don't have enough spiritual base of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to see through. But if you stay tuned into the Star and Crescent Report and you stay going over to the Hiram 1555 blog, you're going to get an in-depth understanding unlike anyone else out here. You're going to get it. So, again, code red. It's about to hit the fan. We see this all over the world. I want to play something to you. All right? And then I want to just say something to you about the behind-the-scenes situation that's going on. Because some of you, I know you hear the show, but I don't think some of you understand the depths of how serious things are. I don't think some of you understand just what is actually taking place right in front of you. Brothers and sisters, you are witnessing the fall of empire. You're witnessing the collapse, the global and universal collapse of Adam's rule. You're witnessing the removal of the atmosphere of Yaqub. You're witnessing the removal of one world and the establishment of a new world. And sometimes you get so bogged down in life. Sometimes you get so bogged down with your personal standpoint and view that you lose focus and lose sight of the ultimate goal of why all of this is going on. It is the eventual working out of justice for you. It is the eventual resurrection, redemption, and raising back to the proper position of the entire black nation. But first, specifically here in America, and then around the globe. This is a magnificent event. This is a magnificent time to be alive because the prophets of old wished that they could see just one day of the coming of the Son of Man, and you are living your whole lives not in the days of the coming, but you are living your lives in the days of the presence and the manifestation of that Son of Man who was prophesied long ago to come and bring about the things that are now being brought about. I say it's a wonderful time to be a follower of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That is a badge of honor. Right? Let's go further into this. So, brothers and sisters, never lose focus of this. Sometimes, as I said, sometimes we get bogged down with our own life. We get bogged down with our own menial events that are going on. We get bogged down with the pressures that life brings upon ourselves, not understanding that justice in life has more to do with a preservation of a species more so than it does with one individual or two people or three people or 1,000 people. It is more concerned with the preservation of an entire species. This is the way God put it in the very creation of himself. Therefore, if you hear Messenger Muhammad talk, he says, the water is the life, and the water will always be preserved. He's telling you that the life of the black nation will always be preserved. He didn't say the life of one individual or 10 individuals, because life is so much more than you and I. But we can't comprehend it because we look at it through a skewed, materialistic, capitalistic, Eurocentric lens. The selfishness. Not thinking about the misery of our people. Some of us, we get a good job. We get us a nice car, a nice house. We travel around the world. We're satisfied in our marriage. We're satisfied in our friendship or our relationship or our position there. And all the while, you're spending your money, you're seeing your people suffering, being misused and abused, and it does not ring anything on you to make you stand up and call for justice for your own people. This is what you call somebody who has been indoctrinated into the Eurocentric mind. You can wear your garbage shirts. You can put on your Drew Ali hats. You can put on your Nation of Islam national. But if you're not being moved in this day and time, then you are blind to the reality of the manifestation of God's will and the judgment of the world. Instead of you integrating, which I see a lot of this on Facebook, they're integrating into the system all while saying Allah is God, all while saying that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the messenger. And the more you talk about him, the more you see him, they're more and more immersing themselves into materialistic things. They want to be accepted by society. But don't you know that the Jesus says, for you to follow me, you must hate your mother and your father, your sister and your brother. Yea, even your own life, or you are not worthy of me. But some of us, we're so concerned with our own life that we refuse to give of ourselves to help others. And yet, you can quote the scriptures, you can quote Elijah Muhammad, you can quote Drew Ali, you can quote Garvey, and your people are suffering and you're doing nothing about it. All you care about is a photo op. That's what we're about today. I call it the microwave generation. We want everything right here, right now. Put it in the microwave 5-10 seconds, and here it is. And not realizing that the food of the microwave is very detrimental to the sustaining of your own life. It might look good for the moment, but it carries with it terrifying consequences down the road. Code Red is about to hit the fan. America is bringing judgment upon herself economically and geopolitically because of the way she's treating you and I. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that you can never hope for justice under Old Glory, because Old Glory has given us nothing but old hell. This is true today, and we'll see that in a few seconds about what they're doing to the brother who has organized the largest prison strike. Listen to this good, but you don't hear this on CNN, but you heard it on this show because we played this stuff before. The largest prison strike in the history of North America, but you don't hear it, right? And it's been going on for months, and they took this brother out of the view of cameras into a closet and beat him and choked him and tortured him. And because they tortured him, why isn't the UN demanding to deploy troops to take over the prison system in America? Didn't they do that in Libya? Oh, we have the responsibility to protect. They're choking and torturing their own people, right? Depriving them of rights. Is that not right? What are they using to justify themselves in Syria? What have they used to justify themselves in Yemen? If it's good for the goose, then it should be twice as good for the gander. But of course, the UN is a tool for white oppression and white supremacy. So they don't intervene. They only issue statements concerning America. But they were good and glad to send military forces into black and Muslim nations for something that was not even as detrimental as what America has been and is doing to you and I here in the streets of America and behind bars in America. And this is bringing America to a state of destruction. This is why God is ripping her apart at the very essence and fiber of her republic. I want you to pay close attention to this. Please listen closely. This is 4 minutes, 14 seconds. Let's go for it. It'll blog talk with. We'll see if they're going to let me play it. I'm going to click on it, and hopefully it'll play in just a second. Sometimes it's delayed because Blog Talk plays these through. Let me explain this to you before we do this again. For those of you who are listening who are not a listener to the show on a daily basis, you won't know this, but I'm going to explain it to you, that Blog Talk Radio plays tricks with the dashboard live on the show, okay? But be patient with it like all of the other listeners, the thousands of other listeners, and we'll try to get something there for you to play. We'll try this again, okay? Hopefully, I just hit the button, so hopefully in a second they'll all let it play. It wasn't like this, but as the audience grew, they started messing with the control boards more so also, brothers and sisters, okay? And it shouldn't be this way because I pay my money just like everybody else pay their for their show. And, again, this is what we're getting.
Free Alabama Movement, a group focused on prison reform, it's reporting that one of its incarcerated leaders was brutally attacked by two prison guards while handcuffed. Robert Earl Council, known as Kinetic Justice, he's the co-founder of Free Alabama Movement and is serving time at Limestone Correctional Facility. He was reportedly being led to the shower when he was pushed to the floor, beaten, sprayed with mace, and then returned to a cell. For more, I'm joined by Pastor Kenneth Glasgow of the Free Alabama Movement. First, Pastor, can you just give us the latest on Kinetic Justice's condition?
Well, the latest on his condition is that he has a couple of scars on his face and, of course, on his wrist pertaining to this. One of the things that we know is approximately at 8:45, while in handcuffs and on the way to the shower, Kinetic Justice was shoved to the floor. Then he was pushed into a janitor's closet by the COs, you know, in their shoulders. Once inside the closet, they began choking Connecticut around his neck, asking him rhetorically, "You're going to tell I and I on me too? You're going to tell I and I on me too?" Then this officer, C.O. Dozier, said, "Hold up your shoulders, hold up, hold up." And then they reached around him and they sprayed him with half a can of mace directly into his eyes, his nose, and his ears and mouth. What a lot of people don't understand is when you get sprayed directly into your mouth and your nose and your ears and all, you can't breathe, okay? The spray was so strong that his shoulders got up from Connecticut. He was coughing. Both officers, they ran out of the closet, leaving Connecticut laying on the floor by himself, still handcuffed and still choking. The COs then called for backup. The entire incident was witnessed by three people who were already in the showers, one of them or two of them being members of the Free Alabama Movement. Rather than a reprimand to the officers for doing wrong, rather than the supervisor, the sergeant, or the warden addressing their officers for jumping on somebody, first of all, that was handcuffed, they turned around and refused to let Connecticut make a phone call or complain against the COs. Place Connecticut Justice in a day cell with no running water, no clothes, no toiletries, no writing material, no linen, where he remained there for about 5 days. And then all of a sudden, they tried to come back and give him charges for jumping on the officers, when in fact the officers jumped on him.
Pastor, do we know what spurred this reaction from the prison guards? Did something happen beforehand? Did something cause this?
Well, ever since Connecticut been on there, they've been teasing him and harassing him and going after him. And Brother James Pleasant, he was Brother Doc T, James Pleasant over there that are locked up in Limestone. Let me give you a picture. Limestone used to have what is called a dog pound, where they lock people up in a secluded area where they can't be seen, they can't see the general population, nobody can see them. If you don't even go down there, it's like so many feet away from general population. If you don't go down there or know it's there, you don't even know the people are over there. Very secluded, like an island, so to speak. And that was used for people who had AIDS and HIV. When the Department of Justice and we, in 2010, 9, 11, and 12, we fought them about locking people up that had HIV and AIDS. They start putting them in general population, and then after the prison strike, they start using it for a secluded place where they can lock people up with the Free Alabama Movement and people that they wanted to retaliate on.
Right.
And mostly use it for places where they done beat up an inmate and they need to hide them for 3 or 4 weeks in order for him to heal.
Pastor, and we know that you are fighting for prisons' rights as well as Kinetic Justice. We'll continue to follow that, and we'll have to leave it there. Pastor Kenneth Glasgow, founder and president of the Ordinary People Society, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So now what we're watching is the, when you're seeing the brutality, the viciousness of this man and how he treats you on the streets and behind closed doors, you're watching God making his word be. You say, well, how is that so? How is that so? Why is God allowing these things to happen? Because something must take place that must rock you to your very core so that God's purpose and aims be accomplished. You know, as we talk on unity, there's a lot of talk of unity around the country. And still there is none. You see people going from pillar to post talking about brotherhood, and then they go back and they're all to their own accord. Nobody has say over the next person. And then you have what we call independent temples around the country. And all of them say, we follow the messenger, and we say we do this and we do that. But in reality, the head of the temple is the head of those people. And if those, and they have no check system in place, really. And what I'm trying to explain to you is that those in power, whether they're in government or whether they're in religion, uses a point to keep themselves in a position of power. Therefore, God comes and exposes them to view. And this is why they can't produce unity. is why they can't produce on their policies, and this is why you see them toiling in torment over and over again, yet claiming to be successful when you see them in the same position that you saw them in 30 years ago, 40 years ago. They're spinning in circles. But this is, again, people say, why? Why? If we go to the Bible, what did the people do when Moses left? Go back to the Bible. I want you to talk to me. Because remember, Messenger Muhammad says that he is the Moses. And we have scripture and we have the works of Elijah Muhammad to prove that he is that biblical Moses, like man, that would be raised up by God himself in the last days. So if he is the Moses, and the Messenger says that the stuff that the Bible was talking about that happened to the Israelites in Egypt actually was referring to the black man and woman here in America, then we are to look at that history and see what was going on then so that we can understand our position here in life. Is that not correct? That is what a common sense person would do. That is what an intelligent person would do. And only a fool or an ignorant one or someone who is trying to get over on the people would refuse to look into this. So what did the people do in the absence of Moses? They all went their own way, doing their own thing. There was little to no unity whatsoever. And they tore and kept going in circles. Right? Is that not correct, brothers and sisters? If this is not what took place in the Holy Bible, in the history of Moses, in Egypt, in the Israelites, show me where it's not, that it's not in there. I have the Bible in my hand, and I will eat this book from cover to cover with no salt and with no pepper. But if this is what took place in the Bible, and we're seeing it taking place right here in real life at the end of that 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period, then we can do a mathematical calculation on time and what to expect next, right? Is that not correct? All right? Talk back to me. Code Red is about to hit the fan. What I'm trying to get you to do is study scripture. Study these things the way they're supposed to be studied. And then you can get an understanding of why. Why this is taking place. Why are they beating that brother up? Because he's trying to awaken the masses. He's trying to let the people know that you talk about Guantanamo Bay and you're outraged over Guantanamo Bay. But there's thousands, tens of thousands of Guantanamo Bays here in America that is 10,000 times worse than how they're treating the people that they're locking up in Cuba. And these people just so happen to be black. Isn't that right? Think about the madness of this. You don't think God should bring about judgment and justice on America? Let's just use common sense for a minute. All right? But I know that sense is not so common nowadays. America used your labor, your brain power, your will, and broke your will and made you to worship, indirectly worship them and be glad to build and maintain their society, whether in the economic sphere or whether on the battlefield. For 400 years, for 310 years, you had no rights whatsoever, and you still don't have none today. They mask it, but you still really don't have any. But for 310 years officially, you had no rights. Is that not correct? So you built this country up. They always talk about the revolution, the Industrial Revolution is what gave America its wealth. That is not the case, brothers and sisters. Don't buy that. It was your free labor, your free brain power that built America's wealth and treasure. And then it was you willing to sacrifice your life to save master and master's independence that kept America free from all of her enemy nations. And to this day, this is the way it goes in America right now, huh? Is that not correct? Talk back to me. So when we look at this, and then we say, well, how has America treated us? Has she treated us decent? Well, some of you say, well, I'm okay. Well, she treats me nice. And then you'll pick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 6 to 8 million. Do you understand that you are insane to compare your success to the success or the detriment of 6 to 8 million of your own kind because you like your oppressor? This is madness. I'm trying to make sit down. I want you to think. You're celebrating madness. Has she ever shown you any worthwhile love? When she kept the Japanese in internment camps, afterwards she gave them reparations. She gave Jews and still give the Jews reparations, and she never kept them enslaved. Matter of fact, she deposed the entire people, the Palestinians, from their land and gave it to some Khazars from Europe, from the Caucasus. And she still spends $30, $40 billion a year on maintaining that lie called Israel in the Middle East. What has she given you for your untold sacrifice, brain power, and lives? Huh? Hell, jail, poverty, drugs, sickness, abuse, exploitation. Need we say more? We can go on. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. But you're still in love with this society. So, this proves that God is justified in removing his people. And the man who is being tortured in the prison, he's an example, he's a light for the other people to show you just how abusive the system is. You say, well, there's some black ones in there, the COs that's doing the same thing. Yeah, they're trapped in the system too. They are pleasing their masters, right? They want a job. They want to be accepted. And they will forsake their own kind to feed their own people at home. This is the system. This is the way it is. It victimizes people and turns victims into abusers and greater abusers than they are. The messenger say that devil can make you over seven times worse than himself. And this is true because you want to do anything for him to be successful. Do you notice? Let me say this. This goes hand in hand with what we're talking about. Say, for instance, you're in a store, right? And you're in line with, it's a whole bunch of people in the store. I'm going to show you the mind frame, your mind. And then some of you know when you're listening to me, you'll say, yeah, that brother's right. He's right on this. You know, see, because that self-accusing spirit will show you this. You're in the store, and it's crowded up in there, and all the lines are crowded. And there's some intelligent conversations going on. You see white people here, and you see black people here, and then you get the ghetto sister or the ghetto brother on the cell phone or talking back and forth to each other, mispronouncing words, speaking Ebonics, and sometimes when you look around and you look at the white people, you get embarrassed. Why? Instead of you getting embarrassed for your brother, you should be embarrassed at the man who made him that way, but you don't. Instead of you getting embarrassed at your sister who's ghetto-fied with her blonde hair and her blue contact lenses. Right? You should be embarrassed for the devil or that beast who robbed them of the knowledge of self and put them in this position, but you don't do that. Why? Because you still are looking for white acceptance. This is true. You know I'm telling the truth, black man and black woman. See, I speak on the real. This is what you don't get elsewhere. And I relate it through examples so that you can understand. And so that you can be true to yourself. And then if you be true to yourself, you can definitely be true to others. But if you are lying to yourself, we can't expect you to be a truthful person to us. Can we? Can we? Brothers and sisters, this is your little brother, Rashid Muhammad. I'm the same way on the air as I am behind closed doors. And anyone who knows me will tell you this. And don't bring up Elijah Muhammad, because then you put gas in the tank and I'm ready to roll then. All praise is due to Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad. But brothers and sisters, what is going on behind the bars, it's the same thing that's going on out in the streets. It's no different. What are they doing to our youth out there? Torturing them, picking with them. You go through any black neighborhood at any time, you see the sheriff's car rolling and patrolling through there, though none of the brothers and sisters over there on airplanes, on trains. And I want you to think about this. America has technology that she can pinpoint, so she says, right, that she can pinpoint planets trillions of miles away. This is what she says. So she can look into space and tell you that it's a planet with water on it. This devil is a lie. Sometimes when I think about the lies and what you accept from this devil, sometimes I just say, are you serious? But listen to this. The devil will tell you that he can see a 100 trillion miles away and can tell you that it's water. other day while I was having coffee with my mom. I said, look at this devil line. This devil was talking about it's a planet with an atmosphere, exoplanet. This is what he says, an exoplanet with an atmosphere. And on that planet, it rains rubies and diamonds and emeralds. And the people just eat this up. I was reading that this is out of a science journal. And I said, Mom, look at this devil line. Just look at it. And then on the one hand, he says it has no atmosphere. Well, if it doesn't have an atmosphere, then how the hell can it rain? But you take this and you eat this. You don't. The devil, he double speaks with you because he knows you don't question him. But you'll question Rashid Muhammad. Every time I give you an answer, you'll want to come back with another question. And then when I ask you, did Rashid Muhammad enslave you? You'll say no. But all white people ain't bad. Brothers, I tell you what. But let us go into this. So, as I was saying to you, this devil, he'll tell you that he can view into his planets trillions of miles away. And then he'll tell you he can't stop drugs flowing in his own borders. Is that not? That's something, is when the Taliban ruled Afghanistan, and I'm just rolling a little bit because I'm going to get to something in a few minutes, and then we're going to go into the economic part. Just we're going to go into the geopolitical part and the economic part. I see the time is running down, 18 minutes. If need be, brothers and sisters, would you please be patient with your brother? And if I need to, would you give me about 15, 20 minutes overtime? Don't answer your phones or whatever. We get down to a crunch time. I would really, really appreciate that, okay? But anyway, so in Afghanistan, under the Taliban, they had all but eradicated all the poppy fields. When America and NATO said they went to fight the Taliban, the first place they secured was the poppy field. And now, from a UN report, 90%+ of all opium in the world comes from Afghanistan. Why is America deploying special forces to keep the poppy fields alive and thriving? Because the CIA and the government are dope pushers. And they're pushing it right in all of your areas. Notice that all the harshest laws that are on the books are against you. Not against the people who have the shipping rights, but against you. The ones where it's shipped to and flooded into your community. And you still justify this man through his madness. See, this is why God will wipe you out and we won't even miss you. Because you're still in love with this beast, and he can make you hate your mother. All right? Hate your mother for the sake of loving that slave master. I was also, when I was showing my mother this stuff in the journal, I was showing her something about Bermuda and about this ex-slave. They got a statue of her in Bermuda. And this ex-slave had been accused of trying to poison the slave masters, and passing poison to around the island to different home slaves who did the cooking and cleaning. And they were going to poison the masters and get them out the way so that they can live free. And her own daughter turned her in for the sake of being accepted by the slave master. Stop the rebellion. Stop the freedom of the black masses on the island. Had her own mom executed for the love of the slave master. This is the mindset that we have. This is outrageous. And this white man, he laughs and he smiles and he celebrates his terror. He celebrates the terror that he puts on everybody else. Therefore, God is putting terror in his heart. Think about this. Some of you don't even realize this. You know that thing called bikinis? You know what I'm talking about? That shows all your butt, all your goods between your legs and all of your bosom, that thing called the bikini, that the white man loves to wear. Now our people, we love them too now. We want anything that disappears between our legs, right? I tell you what, our women, we became David Copperfield, right? We want anything that's going to show all the goods disappear. We pretend like we're putting on clothes, and then you know our sisters are born with those beautiful hips, curves, and waistlines, and they and it disappears between the legs and all, and nothing's left for the imagination anymore. You know where that comes from? You know where that bikini comes from? The white man celebrates his terror. The bikini comes from, and you can look this up. Matter of fact, I think we have a video that's on the website that comes out today by John Pillager, and he's talking about World War III is underway. But anyway, the bikini itself comes from terror. The white man and his people, his women, celebrated the detonation of the nuclear bomb that took place on Bikini Island. And so they made something in to celebrate that, and they came up with this crazy, lunatic thing of wearing bikinis. This is true. You can go look this stuff up. He celebrates his madness. And then you celebrate it and you don't even realize it. But let's go a little further. See, I told you, every time you listen to the Star Cousin Report, you always learn something new. That's the size of a great, great, great show, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us. And I know some of you say, huh? I didn't know that. Well, of course you did. But now you do. And like they say on TV, knowing is half the battle. So, Code Red is about to hit the fan. So as we look at this, and we look at the terror, the madness that is going on inside the prisons, outside the prisons, in the political arena, outside the political arena, the cultural divide, the monetary divide, you know, the wealth gap is the greatest it's ever been. And it has only been exacerbated when Obama was selected in the office. As a matter of fact, he said something. He was condemning white mentality of superiority the other day, which I started chuckling and I started laughing. I said, now here you have this so-called Negro who was so-called in the position of power that could have done something for black people. And on his way out of office, he's condemning something that he himself helped to maintain and reinforce, which is white supremacy. And he's going to condemn it. He's trying to free himself of the policies that he made. But no, we're not going to let you go like that. We're going to call an ace an ace and a spade a spade. And we're going to let the chips fall where they may. America is under divine torment and torture. And the black man is suffering needlessly because he would not adhere to a divine caller calling him to the right way. Even those who are knowledgeable of Elijah Muhammad do not understand the way Muhammad writes, do not understand the way Muhammad talks to you, do not understand the time frame in which Muhammad gives to you to do X, Y, and Z. You think it's forever. And you don't understand that there are time limits. I wish my wife get this new software so that we can get these clips off the messenger when he talks specifically about this, that there's a time frame for these things to take place. And outside of that time frame, other things must come to be. But you don't understand it, Paul. You hear what you want to hear. You digest what you want to digest. And this puts you in the danger zone because the system is cold red. And it's about to hit the fan. They know it. They can't run from this. They know that God is after them. But you're still in love with them. But even, what's his name? John Williams. Is that his name? John Williams from Shadow Step. He was talking about the situation that America is facing. I'm going to play his clips. Before it gets too far down the line, we have 11 minutes left, and you're going to give me about 10 or 15 minutes if need be. I'm going to play Mr. John Williams, and I want you to listen closely to what he's saying about, and you got to listen to this dude, because this dude will rock you to sleep, because he's very boring, and he has that, Ben Stein way of talking or whatever it is. You know, the guy that, blah, 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 that guy that's on TV that'll just lull you to sleep. But anyway, what he's saying is very, very important. And sometimes, again, we pay a close attention to how people say things and not what they're saying and vice versa. Pay attention to how he's saying it and to what he's saying. And listen closely, because in one of these clips he's talking about, things are getting worse. And they will get progressively worse as the system melts down. I want you to pay close attention, and hopefully we can get this clip, because I really want to get to a few more clips, shorter clips. But this is Mr. John Williams, and this is 2 minutes, okay?
Come.
Greg, thank you so much for having me.
Well, listen, you're a regular guest, and one of the themes that you said in the last year and a half, and you also wrote this out to your subscribers, too, as well, and that was, you know, don't believe the happy talk on the economy. It's not doing well. We're probably already in a recession. At one point during the summer, you said we're probably already in a recession. Things aren't looking good. The economy's not doing well, and this is why Donald Trump is gaining traction. And sure enough, he gained enough traction to be president, so... do you see any improvement with this call that you have been so steadfastly making and correctly making, and that's what propelled Trump into the White House? Do you see any improvement?
Not at the moment. I mean, if you look at the near term, the numbers are actually getting worse, the better quality numbers. For example, the Conference Board just published its self-wanted online index. It's a measure of advertising for hiring people. And the help wanted ads over the decades back to the post-World War One era when they used to track it in the newspapers and up until a decade or so. One of the best leading indicators around, whenever that turned down year to year, you always had a recession. About a decade ago, they switched over to Internet ads because the Internet ads were becoming more dominant than the newspaper ads. But even there, you're seeing a similar pattern, and we've got a big downturn there going into what people call the Great Recession. I'll contend that we never really recovered from that. But the help wanted advertising, or the help wanted advertising online did. And the beginning of this year turned down negative year to year, and has just been plummeting, took a big hit in November. So that's showing that, and this is a leading indicator that the economy is getting worse and it's going to be worse in the near term.
Well, did you hear what he said? The leading indicator is saying that the economy is getting worse and it will get worse in the near term. And he goes further down the line and talks about how bad things are going to get. But I want to go to something else. And so... pay close attention to this clip by Mr. John Williams. He's talking about the dollar. He's talking about what's really going on behind the scenes globally, something that you don't understand. And this is why when I was talking to a few people, and they were like, well, brother, you know, you talk a lot about what's going on in China, and you talk about a lot of what's going on overseas, and you talk about a lot of what's going on in Africa, but I want to know what's going on in my corner. And they didn't realize, they don't understand for them to properly view what's going on in your corner. You got to see God's work that's going on, that's forcing things to go on in your corner the way it's going on. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that God goes after this white man in America. He raises up the nations against them and forces them at home to do this and do that and do it. And so if you don't hear that, if you don't get that or don't understand that, then you won't see the time. You won't see what is supposed to happen in this time. So if I didn't tell you about China and the AAIB, the Asian Infrastructure, International Infrastructure Bank, if I didn't tell you about the BRICS Bank, if I didn't tell you about the pairing of Russia and China together, if I didn't tell you about what was going on with the Philippines and what was going on in Japan, and you wouldn't see the great selling off of the dollar, how the hell would you understand that the dollar was in decline? You couldn't understand it from a CNN standpoint because they're never going to tell you that. You're not going to understand it from your local news because those are affiliates of the major station. You're not going to understand it by the newspaper because the news is disseminated by the government. So if you don't understand what is taking place over there, it would be hard for you to see that the white man is going to be coming at your door beating the hell out of you because he's angry that God has helped him. And you're wondering, why is he doing these things? Why is he torturing these people in jail? Because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us what to expect. When America starts losing her footing in the Middle East and in Asia and around the world, and as her economy starts to deteriorate, this is Elijah Muhammad talking, not Rashid, she will do what she has done for centuries. Turn inwardly and look at you as the cause of her problems, and she would move against you. And so God will cause another headache to happen to take her focus off you again. So if you don't understand this, of course you don't see the connection here. But how is America's dollar going to decline if you don't understand the dollar market? If you, how will you understand that it's declining if you don't understand interest rates? If you don't understand the bond market? If you don't understand treasuries? If you don't understand the Shanghai gold market or the new bourse that was, the oil and gas bourse that was created by Russia and created by Iran? How the hell will you know that the dollar is definitely in decline if you don't realize those facts? Huh? All right. We got us a little straightening. So pay close attention to this next clip here. This is John Williams now. Talking.
Before he starts to see real positive effects from his actions on the economy.
Well, what about the negative effects of this bond market? You know, it is it shot up from, I think we were talking about this in the pre-interview, at Halloween it was 1.80. And in a month later, you know, it's 2.45. That's a big move on the 10-year Treasury, 2.45% of the 10-year Treasury. It's a stunning move. What do you make of that? I've been bringing that up in my interviews, and I'm not getting it. I haven't been getting good answers, but at least, you know, a lot of people aren't that concerned about it, but I just see this thing going up and up and up. What do you think about this, this spiking 10-year Treasury yield?
Rising long-term rates mean that the bond prices, both prices, are falling, and that's usually an indication that people are expecting higher inflation. OPEC's looking to boost oil prices now. And that's so expectations of inflation are rising, that pushes the yield higher. Separately, you have there's another factor there, again, which is tied to the demand for the notes or the bonds. You have people who are not buying the treasuries the way they used to. In fact, our big sovereign friends who've been purchasers of U.S. Treasuries, such as China, Japan, South Korea, have become net sellers. The biggest buyer of bonds in recent years was the Federal Reserve and their quantitative easing. And although they're not buying new bonds now, they're all over the existing ones that they hold, they're still holding $2.5 trillion worth of Treasury bonds. That's been a big help to the Treasury with its funding needs, which is going to be a tremendous issue going forward here. They effectively monetized the debt issuance at the time that Brady, being the Fed, effectively monetized the debt issuance by the Treasury, new debt issuance, at the time of the quantitative easing. They bought the Treasuries, and they, as they receive interest income on those Treasuries, they turn around and pay that back to the government, so it doesn't cause, the interest doesn't cause the government anything. It's a circumstance that would vary some a little bit with renewed quantitative easing, which I think the Fed is going to be forced into. But the primary issue is that if people see inflation, irrespective of what the Fed does, and the Fed can come in and buy the bonds and bring the yields down if it really wants to, the underlying pressures from inflation will, as the inflation pressures mount, will push the yields higher, bond prices lower.
So, you know what he just said? That the nations around the world are selling off the U.S. dollar. See, now we understand, if we understand that the nations are selling off, and then you got to understand, what is the reason that they're selling off, huh? And once you get that in your head, then you'll understand that America's dollar is in decline, and if America's greatest level of power is in decline, guess what happens to her? Not just her economy, but the very fabric of the republic is ripped to shreds. And being the greatest, the richest, and the most powerful of the white nations in the annals of the last 6,000 years, when the weight-bearing pillar falls, the whole house is condemned to collapse. Is that not right? So Muhammad says, we're living in the destruction or the removal of an entire world. Well, how do you do that the proper way? You remove the weight-bearing load so that the house can be condemned to fall in upon itself. Is that not right? Of course that's right. So this is what God is doing. He's going after that. And I recall, I saw something in the newspaper yesterday, in the international news, and I started laughing because I remember Father Dean was telling me something like that. And when he told me, he said, brother, I remember the messenger was talking about how Rome would be divided against itself. He said, in all of the economic malaise and turmoil that would be taking place in the world, he said, brother, Rome would be divided against itself. And I was looking in the international news yesterday, and as soon as I saw that, I started laughing. I said, brother Saladin, you were definitely right. It's so bad. They're not showing you this in the newspaper. They're telling you about Venezuela, but they're not telling you this about Rome, because Rome is the seat of the Christian world, the Christian West. The Pope is so bad in Rome right now that the Pope himself issued a dire statement saying that the city is about to be ripped to shreds, torn apart, because there's a great divide now in that city. And I said, man, that's spot on money, because now we're looking at the stock, the Fed lifting interest rates. We're looking at the Dow hitting 20. Remember the messenger said this is the law before the storm? And I said, man, this is right on the money. See, when I look at news, immediately I see what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. Immediately. By the grace of God, it comes right to me. And all the lessons that I've learned come right back to my head immediately. And I'll say, now this was said back then, and this was told to me back then. And as I was sitting having coffee with my mom, she said, Saladin told you that. He told you that. And we're looking at that, and we're just smiling and laughing because the brother told me these things a long, long, long time ago. And he said, brother, I'm telling you what the messenger said. And so as we look at these things, we now get a time frame. And we now get a better view, a more focused picture of what to expect. Muhammad says this right here. And while I'm reading this, this right here will give you the understanding of who the true Christ is at the same time. All right? And if you'd like to follow along with me, it's in chapter 13 of Fall of America, and it's a chapter titled Evil Spreading Far and Wide. So first we're going to go to the page 56, and then we'll flip over to 57. 56 says, never since the creation of Adam and Eve have there been such chaotic times as we are witnessing today, with the worst yet to come. There is no peace amongst the nations of the earth. Now, I want to flip over to something, okay? 57. This is where I wanted to be at. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, this false regime should be destroyed by the Christ. Now, he gives us a clear picture of who would be doing the destroying of this false regime. He says, it is the Christ that is to do this. Now, listen to what follows these words. The crusher of the wicked, the great Mahdi of Islam, Allah, God in person, okay? This is right here. I'm not talking about what a brother or a sister or a minister said. I'm telling you what the last messenger of God says. So he goes further and says, these are the days of God. And then listen to what he does, interchangeable. Listen to what he says with the God or the Christ. Listen, these are the days of God or Christ. Presence to destroy this evil world with all the deceptions that the people should again labor under a wicked and merciless ruler, the devil. The presence of Allah has upset the devils who have had and exercised total control over the world under falsehood and have made evil to appear fair-seeming. The so-called Christian world has never before displayed such madness as they do today. Since they cannot hide their real wickedness and deceitful ways, they are angry. So we're looking at an angry world. We're looking at a world that is in turmoil. Why is it in turmoil, and why is it angry? Because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that these are the days of the gods, meaning ownership, not more than one. It's apostrophe S, showing ownership. These are the days of the gods, or showing ownership, with apostrophe S, Christ. Presence to destroy this evil world. So how do you destroy the evil world? Huh? How do you destroy a house? Huh? You understand how to destroy a house? How the demolition crew comes in and destroy the house? What do they do? Again, we go back to that thing, that moment. How do they destroy a house properly without worrying about it falling over on the neighbor's house or without falling upon the workers who are destroying the house? They lay explosives or they lay dynamite at the base or the weight-bearing pillars of the house or the building, right? And then it is demolished when they say pull. It is demolished. All of the pillars are removed in the house, pancakes in on itself. What is happening? The American dollar is collapsing, even though it has been going up. But it's been, the only reason, as John Williams said, is because the Fed has been buying his own dope. The Fed is doping itself. The dope dealer of the world is not an addict, and he's trying to fool you. But sooner or later, when the drug dealer starts smoking his own dope, he can wear good clothes for a while. But sooner or later, you'll see the reality of it, and he'll be dead broke, begging, and doing what all dope heads do. Is that not right? So the greatest pillar of white power, the power of that power, which is the dollar, is being removed. So the economy, which is built on nothing, is imploding. Right? And she has not shown any level of ingenuity anymore that would supersede her rivals. Look at the F-35, $1 trillion piece of junk. Look at the F-22, $1 trillion piece of junk. Look at her new, what is it, a warship. Each warship costs $14 or $15 billion. She could have paid for everybody in America to go to school. But her technological prowess and advancement has been deprived of her. That creative mind, Muhammad says, has been taken from them. See, they had a creative mind in that vacuum of our history in order to allow them to bring into being that which the people need as a necessity and to maintain their rule or their world for 6 days. But now that we're in the early morning or the dawn of the seventh day, that creative mind has been robbed from them or been taken from them and restored back to the rightful owner, who is the Christ, who is now in person amongst us under the title of Master Farad Muhammad. Oh, black man and black woman, remember that it's cold red. It's about to hit the fan. And when you remember that, as the things melt down, say, but little brother Rashid told me that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that. So, listen, when we see these things and we look at America and her position and how she's losing at every turn, she's losing at every turn, what does this spell out for Western or white domination? The end. It is no secret that America is engulfed in crisis one after the other. It is no secret that Europe is engulfed in crisis one after the other. It is no secret that there's a great divide in America. There's no secret there's an even greater divide going on in Europe. There's no secret that the economies are imploding. The currencies are dying, and the people are at each other's throat. Why? And why at this time, at the end of the 60 to not exceed 70-year rule that Elijah Muhammad said that all of these things you should expect to happen? Huh? I just put this on the scale of fact. If a man tells you something, and he's constantly right about things, whether it's, I don't care if he's talking about science, I don't care if he's talking about philosophy, I don't care if he's talking about history, I don't care if he's talking about religion or theology, or if he's talking about world events, if a man is constantly right on everything he talks about, and you would not yet give him ear, does that not make him still be right? Or more so, doesn't it make you be a fool for rejecting clear guidance? Right? Is that, come on, brothers and sisters, I want you to reason. Come on, let's reason together. The Bible tells us to do that. Come, let us reason together. And for us to reason, we have to use these faculties that God gave us to come up with an educated conclusion. Will you reason with your brother? You know you can't defeat what I'm saying because I can prove it. But in the midst of America's fall, will you pay heed to Elijah Muhammad or do you dislike him? Huh? Do you dislike him that much that you would let your family die? They've already been dead mentally in the hells of North America. But do you dislike a man so much that you're willing to sacrifice your entire family just because you don't want to accept guidance from out of the package that God had wrapped it in? See, now we got to deal with self. We got to look within each other and we got to say, you know what? Am I being arrogant? do I need to humble myself? Let me tell you this. If you don't humble yourself, God will humble you. And can't nobody humble you like the Almighty God, the Lord, and the person of the Master, Farad Muhammad. You will be humbled. The Bible tells you that every knee will bow, and every tongue shall confess that he is God, and he's God all by himself. This is the humbling stage. This is the process to bringing them to their knees. They're falling. They will never rise to prominence again, because this is on the order of God. This takes us back to what I was saying before. See, I always connect this stuff, and I go right back. I haven't forgot what I was talking about. Not 1 hour. Back in the Bible. What were we to expect? Go look in the first 5 books. I'm not telling you this just to get into your crawl. I'm not doing this to make you mad. I'm doing this to put the onus on you to do the research. Go look what happened in the first 5 books of Moses and tell me whether or not the same thing are taking place. The same things are taking place. And if the same things are taking place, then one should be able to read, okay, if I see this taking place, and then what's next? Then you should be able to calculate your movement, your steps to the next motion, right? Because you have a basis point to start from. Time. Time is motion, right? And the messenger said that his teachings are life-giving, and for them to be life-giving, they must move from point A to point B. They must be ever in motion, right? Because when it comes to a standstill, a halt, it becomes neutral, and neutral, being in a still position, will eventually die out, and these teachings will live forevermore. You understand? So, the white man is scared, and he sees his whole world collapsing. God is beating him down, ain't he? God is whipping him real good, ain't he? So, I want to go back to something that I played. And I think I played this in 2015. This was a short clip. This is 1 minute and 27 seconds. I want you to pay close attention to this right here. This is about America's gold. All right? I played this last year. Pay close attention. Because this has everything.
Since China and Russia have been accumulating gold, how will this affect the gold, the precious metal market? I mean, why are they purchasing so much gold? I mean, what is their end game here?
Well, precious metals are still seen by most sane people as being excellent stores of value. And, of course, many countries today don't have any gold, including Canada. They sold all their gold in the 80s. And the only thing backing the Canadian dollar right now is U.S. dollars. And the only thing backing U.S. dollars right now is absolutely nothing. The country's bankrupt. So, you know, any sort of smarter area would accumulate gold. So that's what we've been seeing. India even, China, Russia, all accumulating gold because that is a millennia-long store of wealth, so whereas all these paper currencies, these fiat currencies, backed by nothing since 1971, when Richard Nixon temporarily took the gold backing away from the dollar, are worth nothing. They're just pieces of paper with dead criminals printed on them. And we're seeing there's so much is going on. And you pointed out the petrodollar earlier. People are moving away from the dollar, and the China and Russia are doing trade pacts around the world that don't include the dollar. So they're moving away from these pieces of paper. And once it gets hits a certain tipping point, it will absolutely destroy the U.S. And many people to this day still don't see it.
Don't see it. And this is the problem with us. We don't understand. Everybody don't understand. But if you keep coming here, you'll get you a good and a thorough understanding by the grace of Almighty God, Allah, as we teach you in the spirit of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, he said some very important things. He said that the paper, the fiat currency, nothing was backing it except for having pictures of dead criminals on the front. Haven't we been telling you that? Why is it racist when we say it? Huh? I want to ask you that. When we tell you that George Washington, and you can go to England and look in their history books, and their, I wouldn't say books, I would say their gallows or whatever, like libraries, and you can see the arrest warrant for George Washington. He was a criminal. He was a convict. George Washington, yeah, the one that could not tell a lie. Brothers and sisters, the founding fathers of America were child molesters. They were rapists. they were criminals, they were crooks, they were liars, they were thieves. But they want you to believe that these people were so great. Now, if we look at the history of England, when England wanted to get some of the worst people out of her, because at the time England was considered the center of the world. And when she wanted to get rid of a lot of these vagabonds and miscreants, she would invest pounds into shipping, and the people would explore different places. And this is where they would dump the worst of society in America when they came here. They would dump them here. And all of the so-called British territories and former British territories, Australia, New Zealand, all those were penal colonies. And all of these leaders who are up from that are from the heritage of the worst criminals. Oh, brothers, let's tell you this. So they don't tell you all of these things. But this man said something. He talks about the currency dying. And he tells you that Canada's currency is not backed by anything but the U.S. dollar. And the U.S. dollar is not backed by anything. And he goes back to something that you must understand. He talked about when Richard Nixon took the world off the gold standard. We go back to 87, fall of America, decline of the dollar. The stronghold of the American government is falling to pieces. She has lost her prestige among the nations of the earth. One of the greatest powers of America was her dollar. Now, he's talking in past tense. He says, the loss of such power will bring any nation to weakness, for this is the medium of exchange between two nations. Now, stop right here. Remember when Elijah Muhammad was speaking this. Jerry Salente didn't know nothing. Jim Rogers didn't know nothing. Paul Craig Robert didn't know nothing. The X-22, they didn't know nothing. Peter Schiff, they didn't know nothing. Elijah Muhammad was speaking this in the 60s and the 70s. He said America gold had been gone so long, she didn't know what it looked like. He said that soon we would deprive them of the right to have money, but we would always have money. This is what Elijah Muhammad said. What is happening to America today? What is happening around the world? Aren't the white people trying to deprive their own citizens of the right to have money, and they're trying to go to a cashless society? Is Elijah Muhammad on point? Talk back to me. What about the bagging of that dollar? What's happening? No gold, no silver? And he said, it is the Asiatic nations who are the ones, right? What's happening? The gold, the silver, has been transferred from west to east. What's in the east? It is the Asiatic nations who are the ones laying her low, right? Is that not right? The Eurasian Union, right? What have they built up? The AIIB, the BRICS banks. It is Asiatic nations who are the ones laying her low. Is that not right? So Muhammad says, the English pound and the American dollar have been the power and beckoning light of these two great powers. But when the world went off the gold and silver standard, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. Why did he put England before America? He didn't say the financial doom. He's talking about the fall of the dollar, the decline of the dollar. But he puts England before America. He says, but when the world went off the gold and silver standard, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. Now, if he was talking about just America, he would say the financial doom of America, and then to a lesser extent of England, was sealed. But instead, he preceded America by putting in England. Why? Because England, London, has been the center of gold trade for centuries. The New York Stock Exchange is tied to the London Exchange. The New York Gold Exchange is tied to the London Exchange. The dollar is tied to the pound and vice versa. And America being a colony of England. So Muhammad says when Nixon took it off, the gold standard, England's doom and America's was sealed. But England's doom and. So now we must look at the situation in England. What's going on there? I was looking at a report yesterday, and I'm going to wrap it up in a minute. I'll go to the phone lines in just a second, and I'm going to wrap it up. They were saying that poverty has risen by 35%. They have over, now England has a population of about 80 million people. I think they say over 35 million of them are now in debt, in real, real hard poverty. Now, they're talking about how the war veterans of England are having all their benefits slashed in half. They're talking about how there are more austerity cuts going to England and how they're defunding everything over there. Again, Muhammad says, but when the world went off the gold and silver standard, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. So what you're seeing in England mirror me back over here in America. Is that not the right thing to do? What about her military? England military is hollow, and it's falling apart. Look at America. What's happening there? Look at the poverty rate in America. You can just look in New York alone. Look at all what's going on. It's mirroring it back. The daughters of Babylon, who once enjoyed wealth and power and prominence over the nations of the earth, are now forced to sit down on the ground. There is no throne for thee anymore. God has exposed you and has shown the nations your shame. And he is bringing both powers to their knees. And again, in all of this, I have to say, it is a very, very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let me go to the phone lines real quick, and we'll wrap up the show. And I want to say to all of you who are listening, the thousands of you who are listening, thank you for giving me this extra time to talk with you all, because the devil is always messing with this show, and sometimes I want to schedule a show and can't do it. Sometimes when I do it, they switch the dates. They're doing all kind of madness to keep you from coming back to the most powerful and informative show that you have ever heard before. This is the Star and Crescent Report. Let me go to the lines. 424, you on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. I say unto you in love, my brother Gerald. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, as-salam, brother, and much love back to you too as well, brother. And I thank you for your unheralded spirit and love and passion for your people, brother, in delivering this message constantly in what you're doing. And the devil does what he does, brother, because it's his nature to disrupt the truth. But it shows the power of Allah, Master Fraud Muhammad, that he wills that which the devil does not have power over. For 6+ years, you have been constantly giving our people the truth, and this white man cannot hinder the truth that Master Fraud Muhammad has given to us, the black nation, to be redeemed in the hells of North America. And you touched on something in the prison industry, brother. I want to read something to your audience here. And I hope my brother Dante is listening to this. We love you, brother. I just want to throw that out there.
Yes, sir.
Brother, and it's called the Foundation Years of Elijah Muhammad, Messenger of Allah. Robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivered for a spoil, and none set restore. Isaiah 42nd chapter, 22nd verse. If my people's condition, or rather history in America, is not the answer to the above saying of Isaiah, then try to find the answer to it as elsewhere. Our fathers were brought here as merchandise to be sold on the slave market. Some, according to the white man's own written history of that account, were brought here in physical chains to be chained again mentally for 400 years, as they are still mentally chained. They are still being beaten and killed without any law of justice for them. The white murderer's word is heard and believed by his brother murderer in the office and seat of justice. The poor black man, his master's most loyal and faithful slave, his word is not heard. They are afraid of an arresting officer taking them under arrest for fear of being mercilessly beaten and skull-faced, bashed in, or shot outright. And the white brother says, what is to kill an AD Negro? They are outright murderers, clothed with authority to mistreat and kill my black people whom they have been murdering all of their lives for the past 400 years. Even when their own blacks are put in authority and arrive on the scene with a gun and club, they will in many cases prove to be even worse, quicker to beat and kill their own people than the white officer. This they do to be befriended by the white people, robbed and spoiled. They are pitiful, robbed by all, no, not even spared by their priests, church preachers. Luke 10 chapter 32nd verse of the Bible. The same robbers rob them of their own women, disgrace and corrupt them with all the kinds of diseases besides spotting up her children like the animal family. They are robbed and so completely that now, after 400 years, they love the robbers of themselves, of their kind. After being completely robbed of the knowledge of their God, religion, and people, they now are a prey in the hands of all first-rate robbers, all races and people. Our open enemies, the devils, are now using every technology on my people after hearing the true Islam in order to take them, black people, to hell with them. There never was and never will be true friendship between white and black people, regardless to what you try doing to bring it about. Nothing will bring peace between the two but separation of them. Thank you, my brother, once again, brother. And you look mighty fine, brother, on the photo. Keep that good.
Oh, praise you to Allah. Salaamu alaikum, brother.
Your brother is talking about something else in all the photos. But anyway, brother, it just bore me witness to what I just told you that the messenger said about how this devil will make you over worse than himself, and you would do anything to prove your love for him, even though he has never had any love for you. He shows you that he doesn't have any love for you. He has an army full of your children and a prison full of them. He kills them and mistreats them in the prisons, and he sends yours, that's free, so-called, over to fight his wars of imperialism to die on the battlefield, and if some of them make it back home, they're deprived of the rights of veterans. Like that black man went to, what is it, one of the restaurants and on Veterans Day, and because he was black, they wouldn't feed him. You know, they're supposed to give all the veterans free food, but he was the one picked out of the bunch, and they wouldn't give him no food. This is what I'm saying. These are the injustices that constantly go on in black America's face. But you believe that if you have reached some type of financial success, that you can disassociate yourself with the suffering of all black people. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you this. If one of us is in hell, all of us is in hell, and we're supposed to fight like hell and stand as a compact wall to defend each other to the death, because all that we have been catching here is hell and death. And if we listen to this, this is a good mind state to have. It is better to die on your feet in truth to live on your knees and falsely. If one of us suffers, all of us suffer. We must stand together, unified, on these points, that there is no God but Allah, who has come in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, that Elijah Muhammad is the last and the greatest of the messengers of God, and that the doctrine espoused by them is our salvation, and we must uplift and lift up the flag of Islam here in America and around the world. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the upliftment, and the redemption of 68 million of our kind, first here in America, and then the billions around the world, know that your little brother Rashid Muhammad loves you, but my love pales in comparison to the love of Allah, his messenger, and the mighty, mighty nation of Islam, and how they will free you at all costs. Stay strong, stay true, and above all things, stay righteous. Brothers and sisters, until we next meet again,
assalamu alaikum. For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day the roles we play.